From Tibbetts on March 4th, 2013, this is Dataman Pro Returns, again, with fewer features, written by Adam C. Angst. In the ongoing saga of excessive cellular data usage, the furor seems largely to have died down over the past few months, presumably as Apple has silently fixed bugs in iOS 6. I personally haven't had any runaway data days since upgrading to iOS 6.1. But I'm willing to bet that there are people still experiencing problems who are either suffering quietly or who have adjusted their habits, such as by toggling cellular data manually, to compensate. For anyone who remains concerned, the good news is the Dataman Pro iPhone app that tracks cellular data usage has once again reappeared in the App Store. For a limited time, the $9.99 app is available for half price, at $4.99. Dataman Pro has a checkered history in the App Store, having been pulled by Apple, after initial approval and significant sales, not once but twice. The problem is that Dataman Pro needs to do things Apple doesn't approve of, notably run in the background and read various internal log files. Apple removed version 6.1 of Dataman Pro from the App Store because it implemented a voice over IP client, which can run in the background, but was not primarily a voice over IP client. Yes, it was an attempt to work around Apple's restrictions, but any system that restricts developers from providing the useful features that users want invites such workarounds. The new Dataman Pro 6.3 switches to a different approach, and the bad news is that not being able to use the voice over IP trick means that some of Dataman Pro's most compelling features have been removed. Notably, there's no more hourly, daily, or weekly tracking. Both overall and per usage stats exist only at the monthly level. Regarding the more granular tracking, Johnny Ixie of XVision, Dataman's developer, told me, "We needed to leave it out so that we could overcome the technical constraints that Apple imposed on us. Since we can't use the voice over IP mode, we can't reliably display hourly stats. Daily tracking has also become more challenging, and so we left it out to negate any objections from Apple and to get Dataman Pro back quickly. We were hoping that Apple is more receptive of this less detailed app watch. We were right. They approved Dataman Pro again. We hope to bring daily stats back in the future." The other hassle required by the new version is that you must open Dataman Pro before any restart to maintain accurate data. Opening it after restart is not necessary. On the plus side, Dataman Pro is far more attractive than in the past, featuring a color-coded main screen that provides an at-a-glance sense of how in danger you are of exceeding your monthly data cap. More than just a simple green-yellow-red color coding, Dataman Pro's smart forecast feature predicts how likely you are to remain within your allotted data limits at all times, taking into account both how much data has been used in the month and how close you are to the end of your billing cycle. So if you're at 90% of your limit but have only one day remaining in the month, it will be green to indicate you have nothing to worry about. However, if you hit 90% with 21 days remaining, it turns red to warn you that you're extremely likely to go over your limit. Swiping up from the main screen reveals a list of per-app usage details, cellular only, along with location pins. Settings are available by swiping left in the main screen. Even though Dataman Pro 6.3 is far more attractive than in the past and is one of the best options for tracking cellular data use on the iPhone, the loss of the more granular tracking features is disappointing. If you have Dataman Pro 6.1 and rely on those features, I recommend avoiding this update. If you don't yet own Dataman Pro for the iPhone, version 6.3 will provide more guidance than iOS's built-in reporting. We can hope that XVision is able to get those features past Apple's restrictions in a future update. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, Transporter, and DOS Keyboard. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and it'd be nice if Dataman Pro could do all the things it needs, but Apple doesn't seem to be interested in allowing that to happen.